Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
In today's cattle futures market, managed to hang on and stay positive throughout the day. August live cattle, 102.70, up 90 cents and about 60 cents off of their high. And technically speaking, the market still has a ways to go to get back to where we were before the Tyson plant fire on the August live cattle, about $5 to $6 away from those pre-fire levels. And some pretty significant gaps in between that could be filled. Of course, August live cattle are winding down here to finish out those contracts. Feeder cattle, sort of the same action here. They're a little bit stronger with August up $1.05 at 137.35, finished 10 cents off of its high. The Septembers have been the strongest the past few days. Currently, or today's close up $1.57 at 135.30. Technically speaking, they have come back significantly more than the live cattle. We're about $8 off of their low following that two-day slide there after the fire. But they've come back quite a bit. The gap there on the August feeders is somewhere around 138.65, so about $1.30 away from that right now. Box beef at midday was 242.16, up 46 cents. Back on July 29th, so about 3 weeks ago, was the low at 212. We've rallied $30 since that time frame on choice. Select 215.83.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Peeper is featuring Smith's Gold bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and making characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Peeper a call, 580-541-1949 for more details. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, they've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949.
The grain futures market today ended up mixed here. We had corn 1 to 2 higher, beans 4 higher, Chicago wheat up 2, Kansas City about unchanged. December cotton up 77 cents at $59.91. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour is continuing right now through tomorrow, and then final numbers will be released on Friday. In a chat with reporters today, there was updated estimates there for parts of Illinois and even Nebraska. It looks like overall the crop is a little bit less than what we have seen previously, but it's not a complete loss. You know, 4 or 5 bushels maybe less than what the USDA is estimating. But the final numbers will be tallied and then presented on Friday. So we still got some pretty good big corn country to go through to get those final numbers through the end of tomorrow. It seemed like one common theme overall was it was variable and also immature, maybe about two weeks early. Or late, I should say. And that poses a problem. There's estimated around 1.5 million acres in the northern corn belt that has yet to pollinate. It takes about 55 days from pollination to mature. And that gets you into that first frost date there with pretty high odds that it would happen, that there would be a frost by the first part of October. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk or loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.